Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our listeners across the world, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to RIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf with a different book every week. So some people's wills go beyond instructions on how to divide their wealth after their death. They extend their wills to advices on how to live and what life is about. Wisdom can be achieved by experience or by study. Studying, however, makes us much more wise and knowledgeable and prevents a lot of unnecessary trouble. If you can get your hands on autobiographies or the will of someone, well, that's a source of great wisdom, if the person is great himself. Imam Khomeini led the revolution of 1979, which saw the establishment of a new order in Iran named Islamic Republic. Regardless of what you think, Imam Khomeini achieved what many others failed to. If you could get your hand on a biography of Imam Khomeini, or maybe his will, how much would that add to your understanding of the world? Let's take a short break and I'll be back.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
Shoma dar in qarn mojza kardid. Millat Iran, millat mojza asay qarn ast.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini rahbar. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini rahbar. Allahu Akbar.
This is Bookshelf Broadcasting from Iran on IRIB English Radio, trying to make you lucky today by introducing a book on Imam Khomeini's will to his people. A will is a man's last word, but probably a leader's most important words. Imam Khomeini's will goes beyond advices for life. It's advices for politics and leadership. It is his worldview as he sees it after several decades and a lot of experience which very few people ever come across in their lives. The Last Message of Imam Khomeini is a book published by the Institute for Compilation and Publication of the Works of Imam Khomeini, which is responsible to disseminate knowledge by and about Imam Khomeini. So I have the book in front of me right now. It's a small book comprised of a summary, an explanation. It talks about the childhood, period of studying and teaching, period of struggle and uprising, period in exile, culmination and victory of the Islamic Revolution, formation of the Islamic government and its outcome, demise of the supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution, his children and family, literary works and compilations, Imam Khomeini's last will and testament, the first supplement to the last will and testament, and the second supplement to the last will and supplement. And you get all that in 99 pages. We're going to read a short excerpt, but just before that, let's take a short break.
This is the Persian Empire, known today as Iran. For 2,500 years, this land was ruled by a series of kings, known as Shahs. In 1950, the people of Iran elected Mohammad Mossadegh, a secular Democrat, as prime minister. He nationalized British and U.S. petroleum holdings, returning Iran's oil to its people. But in 1953, the U.S. and Great Britain engineered a coup d'etat that deposed Mossadegh and installed Reza Pahlavi as Shah. The young Shah was known for opulence and excess. His wife was rumored to bathe in milk, while the Shah had his lunches flown in by Concorde from Paris. The people starved. The Shah kept power through his ruthless internal police, the Savak. An era of torture and fear began. He then began a campaign to westernize Iran, enraging a mostly traditional Shiite population. In 1979, the people of Iran overthrew the Shah. The exiled cleric Ayatollah Khomeini returned to rule Iran. It descended into score settling, death squads, and chaos. Dying of cancer, the Shah was given asylum in the U.S. The Iranian people took to the streets outside the U.S. embassy.
Welcome back to Bookshelf from Iran on IRIB English Radio. I'm going to read an excerpt of the book The Last Message, which is Imam Khomeini's will. I'll go straight to the testament on page 42, and there's a part which is E. One of the most effective conspiracies that unfortunately has left an undeniable mark on the nations, including our own, is the alienation of the people of colonized countries with their own cultures. In other words, westernized or easternized intellectuals became alienated with their own cultures, and they came to regard the people related to the superpowers as having superior culture and race compared to that of their own. They looked upon the superpowers as their qibla and thought that affiliation with one of the two poles of power is an inevitable issue. This sad story has a lengthy background, and the blows we have received and still are receiving are seriously devastating and fatal. Another unhappy and mischievous target plotted by the superpowers is to prevent the oppressed and colonized nations from progression and keep them backward in order to make them consumers rather than producers. The imperialistic powers have so frightened us through their satanic might and advancement that we dare not venture into any initiatives. Rather, we have submitted our minds to them and placed our fates in their hands and have become their followers with our own eyes and ears shut. This shallowness and state of feeling absurd has resulted in losing our self-reliance and power of initiation, thus blindly imitating the West and the East in every aspect. Whatever heritage we possessed, whether cultural, scientific, or industrial, was belittled, criticized, and ridiculed by ignorant writers and lecturers bewitched by the West or the East, who constantly suppressed and frustrated our own native potentiality. They promoted, propagated, and imposed on us the foreign culture, no matter how vulgar, shameful, and degrading, by praising and extolling it. For instance, if books contain a number of foreign words and terms, they are accepted right away with wonder and awe, irrespective of their meanings. And their authors and speakers are regarded as scholars and bright individuals. Wherever and whatever we look at from cradle to grave, it has a Western or Eastern label. It is favored and valued and is considered as a sign of progress and civilization. If anything has a domestic and traditional label, it is rejected and is considered as outdated, backward, and useless. Choosing foreign names for our children is regarded as prestigious, whereas choosing traditional names is considered as fanaticism and backwardness. Streets, avenues, stores, companies, drugstores, libraries, and even local products must have foreign names in order to be attractive and acceptable to people. Imitating Western mannerism in all walks of life and in all aspects of social association is regarded as a token of honor, civilization, and progress. On the contrary, traditional modes of conduct and customs are deemed as retrograde and ancestor praising. Going abroad for treatment, even for minor ailments that are easily cured at home, is the thing to do, thus causing disappointment and degradation for our well-qualified physicians. Making a trip to England, France, USA, or Moscow enhances one's dignity, while praying pilgrimage to Mecca or visiting other holy shrines and blessed places is considered backwards and old-fashioned. Overlooking whatever related to religion, rituals, and spirituality is a sign of open-mindedness and civilization, whereas commitment to these issues is a sign of being backward and old-fashioned. I do not say that we have everything. It is a fact that in the course of recent history, especially during the last decades, we have been deprived of any progress. The treacherous statesmen of the Pahlavi regime and their propaganda belittled every domestic product and created inferiority complexes in us, thus deprived us from achieving any advancement. I think this is a nice testament, something that you can learn from. And if you missed our program, you can buy this book, which is called The Last Message of Imam Khomeini, which is his will and testament. And if you missed our program, you can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.